Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Christopher throws the ball into Hunt, who relays the ball to McMillan, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bertel takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canizaro strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Buell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMillan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. Hunt tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burkell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Burkell moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Canizzaro. Burkell moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cisco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cisco bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Gabrielson reaches second base with a double. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gabrielson moves to third. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gabrielson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Len Gabrielson now playing center field. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 3 in the game. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Canizzaro and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman pinch hits for Galen Cisco. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman now playing left field. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Larry Bernerth now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks bunts towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gabrielsen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gabrielsen hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Amalfi Tano covering, for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Canizzaro hits a line drive into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Larry Bernerth. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buell is 0 for 3 in the game. Buell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfi Tano batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Amalfi Tano is 0 for 4 in the game. Amalfi Tano takes first base on ball 4. Buell moves to second. Willard Hunter now pitching. Leo Burke pinch hits for Doug Clemens. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Burke now playing right field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burke. Altman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clouse is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Clouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. One out. Lee Gregory now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt is walked intentionally. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher is walked intentionally. Hunt moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 4 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Hunt moves to third. Christopher moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.